Yeah, I thought it was a great film. It stars Meryl Streep, who's, you know, well-established actress at this stage, and she's absolutely amazing. It's a movie full of just acting. There's no special effects or anything like that, so it kind of makes it a bit different from a lot of the movies that one might see in the cinema these days.
Yeah, and I mean, the story is, I suppose, that she's a very strict nun. I mean, is she portrayed like that, or is there, you know, do we get a little bit of sympathy for her?
Yeah, she is very strict. It's set in 1964, which is a time when there was a lot of change coming around in the world anyway. And you can see that she's very resistant to these changes that she wants. She's been ruling with an iron fist for a long time in the school and the convent where she is living and teaching. And then there's a young nun there, Sister James, who's sort of under her thumb as well. And Sister James confides in her that she thinks the local priest, Father Flynn, is spending too much time with one of the new students, Donald Miller, who also happens to be the first black student admitted to the school, which sort of is another sign of the change that are coming around. But Sister Aloysius, who is played by Meryl Streep, you know, gets it into her head. Well, we're not sure if it's just in her head, because she's no evidence or proof that anything untoward has happened. But she is convinced that it has, so she sets out to wrong and right and out this situation.
Yeah.
And Father Flynn is absolutely in denial that nothing has happened. So it's just sort of a battle of the wills between them. And the audience is none the wiser. They don't know what did or didn't happen, so it plays off like that.
The film was originally a play, isn't that right? So it was...
That's right. It started life out as an off-Broadway play, and then it went on to Broadway. And it was written by a man called John Patrick Shanley, who ended up writing the screenplay and directing the film version of Doubt. So he actually was born and lived in the Bronx, where the movie is set. And so he'd firsthand, you know, experience of being in schools like this. So you can tell that there's very much an attention to detail there.
Were there any surprises or twists, or was there anything in the film that really sort of stood out?
Yeah, Sister Aloysius called Mrs. Miller in, who's the mother of the child in question, and they ended up having a meeting, and Mrs. Miller was going to work and she was running a bit late, so they ended up having a walk down around the area, and Sister Aloysius eventually very slowly confides her fears and concerns to Mrs. Miller, and this reaction of Mrs. Miller to Sister Aloysius' suspicions is quite astounding in many ways. You know, I was certainly left a bit flabbergasted by it, because you're trying to, you know, see it from every angle, why she would react in such a way. And
would you recommend it as a film to go and see?
Yeah, absolutely. As the title says, you know, it is Doubt, and it maybe raises all our doubts in us, you know, doubts about your religion, you know, doubts about people's honesty, or doubts about people's certainty. So I'd completely recommend it. The acting, Philip Seymour Hoffman plays the part of Father Flynn, and he is absolutely brilliant as well. I mean, he's much more likeable as a person than Meryl Streep's Sister Aloysius. And then there's Sister James, who's the young innocent, and, you know, you can tell that she doesn't really have as much experience of life as Sister Aloysius does. But acting is absolutely superb in it.
Yeah.
I thoroughly recommend it. And the story is very good, and it keeps you moving and sort of engrossed and at the edge of your seat the whole way.
And at the end, well, I won't say what happened at the end, but after the film, I mean, did it raise questions? I mean, were you thinking about it for a while afterwards?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you come out and you're almost uneasy, because, you know, you still don't feel certainty either way. I don't give too much away, but it does raise questions in your own mind. You know, the two people can be so certain about what happened in an issue, and one of them is obviously right and one is obviously maybe not telling the truth. So absolutely, you do think about it a lot afterwards, and all you're left with then really is some doubt.